Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. We are live. We'll do it live at Uptown Alley in the heart of Manassas. I am scarfing down pizza dip, which is pizza but a dip, and a chicken cheesesteak. Now, you're probably going, why don't you go regular cheesesteak? And my response is, mind your business. You know what I mean? Like, why are you so invasive with your questions? That's kind of what I felt like getting, so I got it in a way. Like, I saw the judgment from you, that's Toby, and I saw the judgment from a few people around when I said chicken cheesesteak. I don't need that, all right? It's my pregame thing. I'm worried about it. You don't have to worry about it. You get what you want from Uptown Alley. You feel me?
Yeah, I was loving the Boom Boom Shrimp. That was a little bit of spice to it, a little bit of the yum-yum sauce. I'm going to have to get some more of that. I'm a big-time fan of that. The pizza dip looked good, though.
Yeah.
I'm not a dip guy, I was telling you.
Looking Which is strange,
though.
because you're a human being. You know what I mean? Like, human beings love dips. That is a scientific fact.
My food takes are not quite Grant Paulson's, but they are unique.
Well, respectfully, nobody's are. He didn't put milk on cereal. Wouldn't go to the Cheesecake Factory because he thought all they did was make cheesecake, which would actually make me think you would want to go there more.
Exactly.
He's a toddler. But we do wish him well. That poor guy is sick as a dog. So, GD here on the Fan. Toby's in for GP. As always, Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season. It's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. If you're just joining us, talking about this enormous football game that you guys may be familiar with that's coming up tomorrow evening. Washington is an underdog. They're a significant underdog, the biggest underdog of the weekend. Them and Houston tied, I guess, with the current spread. Actually, last I checked, they're around the same. 8.5, 9.5, whatever. Depends on your book. If they upset the Detroit Lions, that's what it is. It's an upset. If they just upset the Detroit Lions, how? Write me your script. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How do they do it? Let's start line one, Darius. Let's go to Drew. They're not booing. They're saying Drew at the Detroit airport. Drew, what's up, dude?
Hey, right now I'm in the Uber to the hotel.
Hell yeah.
And I agree having Jaden Daniels is key. But also, Dan Quinn has done pretty good when he was a defensive coordinator against Dan Campbell's offenses. And my view is, you know, you got to stop the Detroit Lions like a couple times, right? If you add up punts and turnovers, if one team has two less than the other, I think that team wins, and I think that's Washington. So that's kind of what I'm calling for this.
Appreciate
game.
You. Yeah, that's thanks for sending me to cut you off there. Enjoy the trip. To me, that's one of the people. That's one of the things that you're going to see a lot. I think is the weaker of the two units for both teams is their defense. That's obvious, right? Can Washington do something? You're not stopping them. You're not holding them under a certain yardage total. They're not going to self-destruct in all likelihood. Maybe they do, and if so, you take it happily. But for the most part, can you make that one play? When it's 3rd and 14, can you get them off the field? Not give up 8 yards, but then they can go for it. I mean, can you get off the field? Can you get that sack? Can you get that fumble, that tip pass interception? Something to find a way to change this game on the weaker side of football.
Yeah, defensively, they're going to have to play their best game of the year. And it doesn't have to be something where they hold them under 30 points, because I think Washington can score with them.
That's what'll do it, is the time, yeah.
Every single time you get an opportunity to make a play, you got to make the play. And you look at Tampa last week, Tampa kind of self-destructed, right? I don't, like you said, I don't think Detroit's going to do that. I don't think there's going to be a botched handoff. I don't think that, you know, their center's suddenly going to snap it too early. I don't think that sort of thing is going to happen. But if Jared Goff throws you one, even if it's a difficult play, make the play.
Got to make it.
Right? Like, if someone puts the ball in the turf, you got to be the one on it. So anytime there's an opportunity to make a play, or you, like you said, third and 14, don't let them get into a spot where they can go for it. So whenever there are the plays to be made, which there might not be a lot of them because Detroit might just walk right up and down the field all game long. But whenever there's that chance to be made,
got
to
do it.
You only got to come up with a handful of stops, Dan. And like, it's not like you're coming up with, you know, holding them to 17 points. If you hold them to 28 and you lose, it happens.
That's as good as most teams have done.
They're a better team, right? Yeah. So I think that's what it's going to be. Make the plays that are in front of you. If you can, give your offense a shot. I think they could get it done that way.
Write the script, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Brian in Charlottesville. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, hey, Danny. So, look, they just got to keep the game close. And if they do, and we got the ball in our hands in the last couple of minutes, whose time is that? That's our time.
Yep.
You know, when it gets into overtime and somebody's got to step up and play ball, that's our time. And what is the playoffs if it's not the overtime of the regular season? That is our time. We are going to win this game. We're going to keep it close, and we're going to run down there at the end of the game, and we're going to score that last final touchdown.
That's the script for me, by the way. And thank you, Brian. That's it for me, Tobes, is there are a couple different paths this game goes. One, Detroit does what they've done to most everybody, and they run out of the building. You know, tip your cap. You go, that's a well-built team. It's a machine. They're great. If it's close and Washington has the ball at the end, I think everybody here at Uptown Alley, I think everybody listening to your voice and my voice goes, where do I sign? Sign me up for a clutch moment featuring Jaden Daniels. And even if it doesn't work out, you go, that was our best bolt. That was our chance, right? I don't want to go down with, thinking back to some Nats playoff collapses. I don't want to have my seventh best pitcher on the mound and have the opposing team cheer when I take out Max Scherzer, right? I don't want to go down that way. I want to go down with Jaden Daniels. Win, lose, or draw, that's the formula to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's proven time after time that he is ready for these moments. He's up for these moments. And the thing about it, you give him four downs to pick it up. I mean, him running, him finding someone. And the other thing, who's going to step up outside of Terry, I think, is going to be huge. Is it going to be Zach Ertz? Last week
yeah,
it was Deami Brown.
Yeah.
It's going to be big on who else steps up. But I think with Jaden Daniels, you put the ball in his hands, you're going to feel good. And I think you look on the other sideline, there's a little bit of nerves when Jaden's got the ball in his hands
100%.
With a chance to win it.
Let's go to line three. Shane in Switzerland. Shane, how do they do it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shane, what's up?
Shane. Wow. All right, back on hold for Shane. 800-636-1067. Line 5, DP in Sterling. How do they win this football game, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm going to go old school. They got to control that line of scrimmage, offensive side and defensive side. Offensive side, they'll be able to run the ball and they'll open the doors for Jaden to do his thing, get the ball to the outside receivers. And like the caller said earlier, there is going to be a receiver that's going to step up. I think it'll be, what's the guy named? Zacchaeus?
Zacchaeus,
I think
yeah.
That's the guy's name. And, but mainly, they control that line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They're going to get this victory.
DP, I love that. I appreciate you, dude. Thank you, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that. Here's the thing, Tobes. I generally, like, start to shiver and break out in hives when we start to go full Chris Russell, right? Where it's like, run the ball, stop the run, said the guy from 1987. But I'm telling you, there's a lot to that, especially running the ball, because of how poorly they've run it. If you're able to, I'm not talking about rip off like you did against Tennessee. That would be fantastic, obviously. I would take that, running for 260-some yards as a team. But if you are doing those body blows, 4 and 5 on first down, 2nd and 8, 4 yards, you keep it manageable, you're doing the thing that I want you to do. This offense, what's been amazing about it, not just the point total, not just the yards, not just Aiden Daniels, but they've played ball control without doing the thing that you play ball control
exactly,
with.
Exactly, yes.
I think it's an underrated storyline here down the stretch, is they have held the ball for, you know, 33, 35, 35 minutes against Tampa without being able to run it a lick. That's incredible. That's your best offense. That's your best defense, rather, in this game, is limiting possessions, limiting the amount of times. So all you got to ask your defense to do is make that one stop, get that one turnover, do one thing, because you don't punt, presumably, and they don't really either. And that's your formula. That's the way to do it. And that starts with being able to run the ball, at least early down.
So this offense all year, to me, they've had some explosive plays, but they've been built off of efficiency, right? It's not, you know, 20-yard plays down the field. You look at Detroit, they're built off explosive plays.
Yeah.
Washington's not. It's 4, 5, 6 yards a pop, and it doesn't always have to be the run game. At the first part of the year, it was the run game. The last half of the year, it's been anything but the run game, essentially, at least with running backs. And so I like his point of controlling the line of scrimmage, but if there's one thing that I have no hope in, if the thing I'm least confident,
yeah,
it's controlling the line of scrimmage. They can still get it done without doing
on
it.
On both sides, frankly.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
if
even without Kevin Zeitler, I still don't feel good
about it. If they find a way, though, to control the line of scrimmage, there's an easy way to find a way to win this game, because I have no confidence they're going to be able to, especially a D-line against their O-line, no confidence that they're going to be stopping their run game.
Kirk Morrison joins us at 3 o'clock to talk about this game and all the others in a wonderful sports weekend. We got the national championship game on Monday, but the professional business to attend to first, Saturday, Sunday, doubleheaders on both days. It's perfect. I love this sports weekend. Kirk Morrison up next here. Grant Nanny live from Uptown Alley in Manassas.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.